Rex, Part 2 by C.B. Summers. Eventually, I started to think maybe she'd been transferred to another hospital. But finally, about a week into my search, I found her in a different wing on a higher floor. My heart leapt with joy when I realized my frustrating search was over. I'd only recognize her in the darkness by her long black hair, but that's all I needed. I'd know that hair anywhere. Her face was covered with tubes and a breathing mask. I shuffled in and closed the door behind me, bumping it shut with my encased arms. She was in traction. Her legs were set in casts and hoisted up by some sort of medieval torture device. The leg casts ended a few inches below her ass. The blanket was between her legs, so I could see the side of her ass and waist glowing pale and silky in the dimly lit room. It was obvious she wasn't wearing any underwear. I got an instant erection. Her right arm was in a cast, also supported by cables, but her left arm was only slightly bruised. It was, curved beautifully, clutching a blanket to her chest. I walked up close and looked down at her mask-covered face. One eye was swollen closed, totally black and blue. The other closed in sleep. I could see her mouth in the mask. God damn, she had some gorgeous lips. I bent to look closer, but something in my fucked up rib cage rubbed the wrong way, giving me a shot of pain that made me grunt. Her one good eye popped open and she looked at me. "Hi," I said. She moved her lips, trying to say something. I noticed a bandage wrapped around her throat. I guess the accident had fucked up her voice box, too. "Sorry about the accident. It was all my fault." She just looked at me with that one amazing eye. It was almond-shaped, with long eyelashes and dark brown corneas. A fire was burning in that eye that could never be extinguished. "I should let you sleep. I just wanted to tell you, I think you're the most beautiful, sexy woman I've ever seen in my whole fucking life. I chased you on the highway, I'll chase you anywhere, because I think we're made for each other." She chuckled and immediately winced with pain. It was a pretty crazy thing to say to a torn-up woman like that, attraction and everything, but I meant it. I saw something in her eye that gave me a thrill. I knew that look. I'd seen it the very first time our eyes met there on the freeway. She unfolded her hand from her chest and pulled the blanket down. Slowly, seductively, revealing her body, clad in nothing but a hospital gown, she threw the blanket to the floor. I could see nipples poking up through the thin blue fabric. She winked with her good eye. Then I heard her chuckle some more. I laughed too, and boy, did it hurt. She reached up and put her hand on my cheek, her IV tubes almost getting entangled on my rigid arms. I saw a wicked little smile curl up in the corners of her mouth. She moved her hand slowly down my neck and chest, drawing her fingers across me like a spell. It was a beautiful movement, graceful and dance-like. Her hand kept going down slowly, very slowly, down my chest, down my belly. All the while, her good eye was looking into my eyes. She knew what she'd find down there without even looking. She wrapped her hand around my hard shaft and squeezed it through my hospital gown. By her grin, I could tell she was pleased by my size. Not too big, not too small, just right. I arched my pelvis forward in pleasure at her touch. She swiveled her hand around and kept going down, her fingers trailing along my leg until they reached the bottom of my gown. Then she put her hand under and ran it slowly up the inside of my thigh. Up, up, up until her warm hand was cupping my balls like a baby bird. I groaned as she massaged me there gently and expertly. Then she wrapped her fingers around my naked cock. She tried to stroke me lightly, but the fabric of my gown kept getting tangled in her fingers and the IV tube. She grabbed a handful of the fabric and tried to fold it out of the way, but gravity is a stubborn thing. So she began to tug at my hospital gown with mounting lustful desperation. She grabbed my ass and turned me around and reached up to untie the strings on the back. But my arms were up in the cast, so there was no way to take the gown off easily. She couldn't reach the ties on top of my shoulders, and I couldn't bend over far enough. But she kept yanking on it until the strap ripped free and my gown fell to the floor. The effort accidentally pulled my IV tubes out, but I didn't give a fuck. So there I was, standing naked over her, clothed only in the wrapping around my ribcage and my arm cast. She looked me over, and I like to think that she liked what she saw. Okay, I'm a bit on the hairy side, and my belly isn't as tight as it once was, and I hadn't shaved my face or my balls in weeks, but her good eye was riveted to my cock. The dog's best feature, or so I'm told. She licked her lips in desire. I stepped closer, and she ran her fingertips gracefully round my belly and thighs, touching everything except my throbbing manhood. She was teasing me, and I could see by the gleam in her eye that she was enjoying it. Yeah, this was my dream girl. I fell in love with her right then, and I didn't even know her name. Finally, she took pity on me and grabbed my cock and gave it a powerful little squeeze. But she let go and put her hand up near my face, palm up. It took me a second or four to realize what she wanted. I hocked a gob of spit in her hand. She grabbed my cock again and started stroking me with my spit, her hands moving with a deft motion that told me she was a master masturbator. I felt like singing, but all I could do was groan. She kept it up for a few minutes, and before I knew it, I felt my long-delayed orgasm coming on. She saw it coming, too, so she let go of me, and the feeling passed. Oh, she wasn't ready to let me come. Not just yet. She untied the string at the neck of her gown, the only thing holding it on, and pulled the fabric down, revealing her naked body a bit at a time. Oh, fuck. She was bruised and scratched and crisscrossed with bandages, but it was still the best body I'd ever seen. The fact is, the dog ain't no handsome man. I guess I told you that before. And this woman was way, way, way the fuck out of my league in the looks department. But I could tell from the twinkle in her eye that she didn't think that way. She was attracted to the very thing in me that other woman hated. She was attracted to the dog. She ran her hand lusciously over her naked breasts, making them roll ever so delicately about. Then her hand went down her pouty belly to her immaculate pussy. A perfect little fan of black pubic hair grew up and outward above the delicate lips. They were gently wavy hairs, not the tight little curls a lot of ladies have. She put her hand between her legs and started fingering her clit. I stepped forward and rubbed the tip of my cock up and down her left arm, feeling the pure silk of her skin. She masturbated herself for our mutual pleasure. She moaned and shook and had a little orgasm, although I could tell the effort was also causing her something. I wanted to touch her beautiful breast, but of course I couldn't. She saw me looking, touched her tits on my behalf. She squeezed them and pinched her nipples. Oh, it was freakishly erotic. I put a knee up on the bed and rubbed my cock back and forth across the top of her breast. I could see her mouth inside that mask. Oh, she wanted to suck me so bad. But it was more important for her to breathe, I guess. She started masturbating herself again while I stimulated her nipple with my cock. She began to shake and shimmy, giving herself an orgasm. When she was done, she brought her hand up, dripping wet with her pussy juice, and wrapped her fingers around my cock, using her wetness to masturbate me. And I mean it was dripping wet. Not just moist, soaked. Oh, she had one juicy pussy. And jerking me off with her pussy juice was the next best thing to actually being inside her. Her fingers looked delicate, but they were strong. She masturbated me with increasing speed and tightness. and in less than a minute, I was on the brink of exploding again. And I wanted to. Oh, desperately. I wanted to see my hot white jizz shoot across her bruised belly. But she was no amateur. She knew I was about to blow, so she eased off, taking me right to the edge of that cliff. But not a step beyond. Oh, what a little tease she was. She let me cool off a minute, batting her eye at me playfully. Come on, I said. Jerk me off, you little tease. Oh, God, please, you're killing me here. Then she got another handful of juice from her pussy. It began stroking me again, this time through the head of my cock, tickling, teasing her left nipple. It didn't take long for me to start to moan in anticipation of ejaculation. But she saw it coming and eased off again. I looked at her, tears filling my eyes, and I begged her, please, let me come. Don't you love me? She giggled and decided to take pity on me. She began to stroke me harder, with longer strokes than before, tightening on the upstroke, as if she was milking a cow. Holy Mother of Christ, it felt great. She jerked me until the cum exploded out of me, gushing into her nipples, shooting across the chasm between her bouncing breasts to land on the other side. I was never much of a distant shooter, but she had a way of squeezing on the upstroke that shot the jizz out of me with more power than I'd ever achieved on my own. She jerked four more shots out of me, each of which was more impressive in quantity and distance than the first. She had magic hands, I shit you not. An old man, her tits looked great decorated with the dog's comb like that. She touched her pussy again and brought her fingers up to my mouth and let me taste her. Oh, I licked her fingers up and down. Holy shit, she tasted good. Then she gestured, pointing first at my face, then emphatically down at her pussy. I knew what she wanted. I wanted it too, but I had no idea how I was ever going to manage it. I went around to the foot of the bed and tried to get between her legs, but they were hanging too close together, and my arm casts were in the way. She began to gesture to something behind me. It was a series of buttons, which controlled various pulleys and positions of that crazy overhead traction contraption. She had apparently made a study of it because she used one-handed charades to walk me through how to adjust the various pulleys by pushing the buttons with my elbows. It took a while because we had to be careful not to hurt her, but finally her legs were positioned as wide apart as she could stand. She looked uncomfortable, but she gave me a thumbs up. I also raised her butt up a little above the bed so I could push the bed closer to the wall, allowing me to shuffle a little closer to her glistening wet pussy. It helped that I figured out how to fold down the footboard on the bed because it would have been in the way. Then I leaned forward, my rib cage shrieking with pain, my encased arms only barely fitting under her encased legs. I contorted myself until my face was just inches away from her glorious pussy. Holding my position there was like torture, but oh, it was worth it. I didn't immediately dive in, taking a cue from how she'd teased me earlier. I gently kissed the tender skin on her inner thighs for a good long while. She groaned in pleasure and ran her fingers through my hair. Then I slowly worked my way to her pussy. Finally, our lips met. She was much fresher than I expected. I mean, laying around all day in a hospital bed can make a person kind of funky. But she must have had a sponge bath right before bedtime. She was fucking delicious. My cock started getting hard instantaneously. I pushed my tongue deep inside her and my nose pressed into her silky tuft of fur. There was absolutely no stubble on her pussy lips. And since there was no way she was getting bikini waxes in the hospital, I knew she was naturally hairless where it counted. I ran my tongue gently up to her clitoris, then down again. I did this rhythmically for probably 5 minutes, slowly working her into a rolling orgasm, which sent sweet little jets of pussy juice into my mouth. Oh yeah, she was a squirter. That wasn't on my green girl's checklist, but it was definitely a bonus. I love squirters. soon my whole face was just dripping with cum. Her orgasm came just in time, too. The pain in my back and ribs had become too much to bear, and I slowly, painfully returned to a standing position. I looked down at her spread legs and watched her breasts roll magically as she continued having little spasms in a long, drawn-out bout of post-orgasmic ecstasy. She started fingering herself again to extend her pleasure and work herself down gently. I normally would have done that, but I had lasted in that position as long as I could. I took the time to catch my breath and let the pain subside. She opened her eyes. We looked at each other for a while as her body continued to have little aftershocks of her orgasm. She gestured to me, and I came closer to her. She reached out and felt my cock. It was as hard as ever. Her eyelid fluttered with desire. Then with a gesture, she told me to look at her mouth. She moved her lips slowly, carefully mouthing, "Fuck me. Fuck me now." I had absolutely no idea how I would manage it, but I decided to die trying if necessary. I attempted to roll the bed entirely out from under her, but it just wouldn't go sideways no matter how hard I pushed or kicked. So with my feet, I pulled the bed down where it had been originally, but a little farther. It was my intention to crawl up onto the foot of the bed and kneel between her legs. It was almost impossible. I almost fell over backwards a few times. It would have been sad if I'd ended up helplessly laying on my back like a turtle, but I didn't. I scaled that bed like it was Mount Everest. I was intensely proud of myself for having achieved this monumental task. And now, oh my God, now my cock was pointed right at her seriously perfect pussy. I began to gently tease her with the tip of my cock. I did this for a good long while until she was moaning, whimpering for me to show her some mercy. Then with one smooth motion, I drove my shaft deep into her tight pussy. She gave out a shriek of pleasure and or pain. God, we couldn't have been a more perfect fit. Fully immersed, I could feel the head of my cock pressing against the back wall of her vagina. I began to fuck her with long, slow, gentle strokes. Normally, I would have hammered her good hard, but that would have killed both of us, literally. Hell, even the way I was doing it made my ribs hurt like hell. But my cock felt great in her warm, wet embrace. That's when I heard a little squeak. One of the cables slipped somewhere. Her butt lowered down slowly, and my cock popped out of her. She kept going down until her butt was back on the bed. Her legs were still wide open, but she was out of reach. Then she beckoned me forward desperately. I should have gone back to the controls and readjusted the cables, but I was desperate too. The dog's cock sometimes makes decisions all by himself, so I began to lean forward, tip forward to be more precise. I would have fallen on top of her, but she put her hand on my chest and controlled my descent until my hard forearms came to rest on either side of her. It was incredibly painful. It felt like the knitting bones in my arms were about to crack apart. But I didn't give a shit. I was right over her beautiful breast now. She arched her back so I could reach them. I savored several minutes of sucking, licking, and nibbling her cum-drenched breasts. She rubbed her breasts back and forth across my face, smearing my cum all over. I could tell that it turned her on. I loved the feel of her nipples on my tongue and in between my lips. I could have done that for hours, but soon she grabbed a handful of my hair and started tugging me upward. I walked my arms forward painfully, feeling alarming little snaps and pops inside. I groaned in pain, but I was a determined dog. I finally brought my cock into position. I couldn't see between her legs, but somehow I found her gaping wet pussy with the first thrust, and we were off and running again. I thrust myself into her a little harder now than before, reckless of my own health, of her health, of anything in the world. It was insane, painful beyond belief. It felt like my ribs were cracking apart and my arms were splitting into pieces. I'm sure her legs felt even worse. But it was worth it. Every stroke was a triumph of lust. I could feel her gyrating her hips to meet my thrust, so I knew I wasn't doing it too hard for her. She wanted me. I wanted her. We fucked each other desperately, groaning in pleasure and whimpering in agony. Neither of us cared that I wasn't wearing a condom. We were in love, or something goddamn close to it. I could feel that she was loosening and tightening her pussy. Felt like she was trying to draw the cum out of me. Oh fuck, this girl did Kegel exercises. She was serious about sex. We fucked in this position for a solid 45 minutes. Well, that's what it felt like anyway. All I know is that she came a number of times in painful little spasms. I felt her juices splash across my balls and drip down my legs every time. I counted 5 orgasms, but who's counting? Finally, my own orgasm began to bloom deep in my balls. Exploded out of me, deep into my dream girl's hot pussy. It was a shattering orgasm, accompanied by shrieking pain in my arms, legs, spine, and ribs. Now I know what S&M people are talking about. The pain made the pleasure more intense than anything I'd ever felt before. I kept fucking and fucking for several more minutes, riding a wave of pain and pleasure until the dog's cock, finally satisfied, began to soften inside her. We looked at each other for a long time, gasping in agony, throbbing in pain. I had to say something. I love you. I don't even know your name, but I am totally in love with you. She smiled and mouthed, "I love you too, hotshot." We laughed and then shrieked with the pain of our laughter. Then I tried to get up, but I couldn't. She tried to push me back up to my knees, but I was just too top-heavy and she was too weak. I tried to crawl forward, but her legs were held up too high and too close together for me to get through. I finally gave up. "I guess you should push the nurse's button. There's nothing else we can do." She nodded, but she didn't push the button. "Or," I said, "we can stay this way until the dog gets hard again." She grinned. She gave me a wink with her good eye. The dog's cock grew hard and slipped into her as it grew. It was made to be inside her. "They can pry us apart in the morning," I said. She smiled wide, her beautiful teeth shining in the darkness. God, but she's a dog.